Right. Well, it's the big week of Lance Buddy Franklin this week. He's going to play his 350th game, of course. I think it's the Thursday night against St Kilda. Huge focus on a champion player and arguably the greatest of our time. Up there with Gary Ablett. Gary Ablett and Lance Franklin, Joey, probably the top two.
Yep.
350th game. It's going to be a lot of stories this week. Have you got a good Lance Franklin story, Daisy? On the field, off the field, Stevie, I'll get to you. Obviously, you played against him so many times with the Kennett curse. Have you got one for us,
Daisy? Well, we know how much of a superstar Bud was, but I had interactions with him before he became an AFL star, and there was obviously big raps on him coming out of Perth. Our sisters played a lot of elite-level underage netball together, and I think I was 15 or 16 at the time, following my sister around in the school holidays to Perth, and Buddy was kicking the footy out the front of her. Anyway, we got to get talking, and he said, "Do you want to come out tonight? We're going to Scarborough." I was like, perfect.
You're 16.
I'd have a license, but no dramas. Can you get me? He goes, not a drama. Still, so he was a year older, I think, 17 at this stage. Walked straight past about 100 people in the queue, he and I, straight into this nightclub, drink cards and all. Thanks very much. That's Buddy Franklin, and he's a star.
Lance Franklin, before
not much changed,
been drafted the AFL. Yep. Stevie, what about you? You played, obviously, had so many great battles with him on the field.
I had there was an occasion at the MCG one day, big crowd, Hawthorn v Geelong, and somehow we lined up on the wing together, which is a little bit unusual because neither of us played much through the wing, but we lined up and I thought to myself, if he takes off forward, there's no way in the world I'm going to be able to defend him. So as the ball was getting thrown up, I just took off forward of the footy. I had a shot on goal and someone else ended up picking it up and kicking a goal. We lined back up on the wing once again, and I done exactly the same thing. Again, Geelong scored a goal, and Buddy followed me down there, and he just said, "You arrogant prick, Johnson." And he still goes on about it when I see him. So that was a funny moment for
Joey.
Yeah, not a lot of interactions with Bud. We had a couple of nights, early days when we were young bucks, but I've still got his palm print on my chest from one of the great fend-offs I ever received. I was wing cover at a stoppage up at the SCG in a good spot. And Buddy, occasionally used to come up to the stoppage and used to charge through.
At pace.
He got me full-chested, fend-off, threw me to the ground, snapped one of these great goals on his left foot, and I remember thinking, yep, I'll be a part of that one. It was one of the best.